Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me know what spring is like on.
The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents the winner of Chicago's After Dark and Jeff Awards for Best New Work, The Liquid Moon by John Green, directed by Richard Perez, and performances are March 27th through April 12th, with shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and Sundays at 2 o'clock. I'm George Walker, and our guest is author John Green. John, thanks very, very much for joining us. Richard Perez, who's directing the show, has said that rarely have I come across a play that deals with the realities of modern domesticity as intimately, humorously, and intelligently as your play. I want to know, where did this play come from? Where did it start?
It's hard to say one exact thing. There was not one exact moment that it started, but it did come out of my reaction to the Clinton scandals and kind of an increase in that sort of scandal in the news. And, of course, it couldn't be more timely again now with Elliot Spitzer, right? That was sort of the more general political impetus of it. And then the rest of it came out of me being in a long-term marriage and playing with the question of, what do you do with fantasy and desire for other women while you're in a healthy, loving, strong, long-term marriage?
Gee, a problem that no one else but you has.
I'm so alone with this.
We're talking with John Green. He's a playwright. He's the author of The Liquid Moon that opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project this week. In the play, by the way, Lee Parker, BPP newcomer Susan Wigglesworth as the wife, and Jeff Stone as the best friend. You mentioned that you think that really this is something that goes on in marriages and that really in some ways is a problem, and we all recognize problems in life, but then do they make good theater?
Do they make good theater? I think theater is always about problems. And I think people are interested in seeing how other people wrestle with, you know, external and internal problems. In other words, things that, you know, their internal life that they don't get to talk about or don't bring out openly. And also just external things. People are always interested in watching how others struggle with it. So I think so.
John, this play has been out and it's been produced. It's really, for you as a comparatively young playwright, it's an old play. It goes all the way back to 2001. Has your feeling about it or your relationship with the play changed over the years?
Here's what's exciting to me about this play. Every time it's been produced, it's evoked debate in the audience and talkbacks, and people have said, people have reported to me they've been up to like 2-3 in the morning talking about the issues in the play, debating about the one of the main questions is what is and is not an affair, that sort of thing. And, you know, you'd have to see the play to know what I'm talking about, but I'd say I go back and forth on the debate myself. So at different times, I'm on one side with one character, and sometimes I'm more with the other character. So it evokes different things in me when I see it, too. The play is very funny, too. That's important to know. And my theory as a writer is that the truth, if you just follow the truth, it's going to be funny, it's going to be poignant, it's going to go where life goes, if that makes sense.
The Liquid Moon by our guest John Green. It's being produced at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Richard Perez is the director. Actors Lee Parker, Susan Wigglesworth, and Jeff Stone are in the cast. And it plays March 27th through April 12th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, Sundays at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.